Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the conference call on the DSM 2014 Q3 results. Throughout today's presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. To register for questions, you may dial star one at any time. If any participant has difficulty in hearing the conference, please press 00 on your push-button phone. Now, I would like to turn the call over to Mr. Herman Betten. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning and welcome to this conference call on the third quarter 2014 results we published earlier today. Sitting here with me are Mr. Feike Sijbesma, Chief Executive Officer and Chairman of the DSM Managing Board, and Mr. Rolf-Dieter Swaap, Chief Financial Officer and member of the DSM Managing Board. They will elaborate on the announcement and, after that, answer your questions. This call will last 30 minutes, and as a reminder, I am obliged to say that today's presentation may contain forward-looking statements, and in that regard, I would like to direct you to the disclaimers about forward-looking statements as published in the press release. Now, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Feike Sijbesma. Feike, please go ahead.
Thank you, Herman. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for calling in this morning. Earlier today, we reported the third quarter results of 2014, and we delivered improved financial results compared with previous quarter and a good cash flow and organic sales growth of 5% in the quarter. In nutrition, our resilient business model and strong position in the value chain have enabled us to deliver an increase in results compared with previous quarters. Challenges in some of the human nutrition end markets remain, and pricing pressure, especially vitamin E, intensified in the later part of the quarter. Q3 EBITDA in nutrition amounted 225 million, and the EBITDA margin was 20.6% with 2% organic growth. In performance materials, our continued focus on efficiency and ongoing cost control served us well. We are pleased by the overall performance, with business contributing to an increased EBITDA of 91 million, about 12.5% EBITDA margin. That is up compared with the second quarter 2014 and also the third quarter 2013. Both in nutrition and performance materials, we did better than previous quarters. Cash flow was good of the company, over 300 million. Operating working capital by the end of Q3 was slightly lower compared with Q2 2014. Bringing it further down, the operating working capital remains a key priority for us. Tomorrow, at the Capital Markets Day, we will provide you with an update on our strategic progress and current priorities. We remain committed to our strategy for growth across our nutrition and performance materials businesses, and we will continue to pursue strategic actions for polymer intermediates, that's caprolactam and acrylonitrile, and composite resins. Regarding the outlook for this year, of course, the increasing macroeconomic uncertainty and continued low consumer confidence are impacting market dynamics globally. Some of the currency rates has developed favorably towards the end of the third quarter, some for DSM not, and currencies overall remain volatile. Now, barring unforeseen circumstances, DSM is on track to meet current market expectations. With that, operator, I would like to open the floor for questions.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will start the question and answer session now. To be registered for questions, you may press star one. For your questions, star one. Go ahead, please. The first question is from Mr. Bart Koster, Dow Jones. Go ahead, please, sir.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. I was just wondering what you exactly mean that you will continue to pursue strategic actions for polymer intermediates and composite resins, knowing that consolidation is going on, SHV willing to take over Nutreco, some rumors about Evonik willing to take over parts or all the company of DSM. Can you elaborate a bit on that, please?
Yeah. As you have seen, DSM already for many years, and also in the last five years, last 10 years, is continuously busy with upgrading its portfolio. Portfolio management was always and remain a very important part of our strategy. And if we look to the portfolio, we have three businesses on the roll to take strategic actions. And that is polymer intermediates, that's caprolactam and acrylonitrile, both, and our composite resins business. And why do we say that? Because all three businesses do not fit with the resilient portfolio that DSM is building. We want to reduce our cyclicality, and those three businesses are or less performing or have a cyclical character and do not fit in the portfolio of DSM. So as we always be busy with portfolio management, we want to create clarity internally and externally about where we focus on and the business which we want to take strategic actions and position in a different context. For the rest, we fully focus at this moment on our operational performance of nutrition and performance materials. We do not embark on bigger acquisitions at this moment, and we focus on harvesting the synergy of the acquisitions we did and further improving our performance. That is what we have on the roll.
But does that mean that you are looking for divestments for the non-core businesses?
Yeah, that could be a complete divestment. Sometimes, as we have done also with our farm activities before, we put that in a joint venture context and via a joint venture divest. That is an alternative way of doing it. So it could be incorporated in, and could be executed in many different ways, but indeed it does not fit with the portfolio you want to have. With caprolactam, one remark, the only thing which we want to secure is that if we put it in a new context, that our engineering plastics get access still to a certain part of the caprolactam output because we use that captively. But I don't see a problem securing that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
The next question is from Mr. Elko van Groningen, Bloomberg. Go ahead, please, sir.
Hi, gentlemen. Good morning. I want to follow up on what Bart just asked. In the past, you've always talked about the merchant market of the caprolactam business, and now it seems you're talking about the whole of caprolactam. What made you change this wording or your vision on this?
Well, we make it very precise that caprolactam, acrylonitrile, composite resins does not really fit with the resilient portfolio we want to have, and we want to make that very clear. I also added to that we still need to have access to caprolactam for our captive use. So what is the difference between the whole caprolactam and our captive use? That is the merchant market for caprolactam. So you can formulate it in two different ways, and I agree with you that we focused on the merger market in our previous communications, and that I make it clear now in what kind of context that could be put. That is correct.
Okay, and
creates more clarity.
Okay, thanks for the more clarity. And if I may ask about third point. Is there in what you've heard from third point from the letters or direct communications in talks, is there anything in what they're arguing for that you feel has an overlap of your vision for the company?
Yeah, I would never go into specific remarks or things we pick up from shareholders. Of course, with all shareholders, we have regular context and listen to ideas and good ideas and all that stuff. And then we make up our mind what to do, and I just summarized our strategy, and that is the way to go at.
Thanks.
The next question is from Mr. Robin van Dalen, Dow Jones. Go ahead, please.
Yes, good morning. Following up on that, I was wondering what is the size of the businesses you're looking to divest or for which you're pursuing strategic options? And could you tell me what the status of the process is, when you expect to reach a conclusion?
Looking to Rolf Dieter, but I think the sales of those three businesses will be between 1.5 and 2 billion, about that size. And of course, what is needed is a carve-out of the business. We are already busy with that and maybe almost done. and you should not underestimate the work needed for that. And yeah, about talks with others, etc., we never give any answer till the moment is there.
All right, but any guidance on when you expect to reach a conclusion?
When two parties sign a contract.
Okay, good. Maybe about third point as well, I understand you're not going to comment on specific shareholders, but what's your business case for keeping together the rest of performance materials and the nutrition business?
I think you should, it is very dangerous for me to say that you should rephrase your question, because you decide how to phrase your question, but the way I feel it is the following. Our company has always been busy with portfolio management, and if you are in our business, you will continue to be always busy with portfolio management. And there is not one part of DSM which is holy for eternity. We always look to portfolio management, and we will continue with that. And at this very moment, we have those three businesses, as I mentioned, ready for strategic actions, and the company focuses on improvement of the operational performance of nutrition and performance materials. And why? Because we believe that that provides the biggest shareholder value for the period to come. And that is why we go that direction.
All right. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
The next question is from Mr. Elko van Groningen, Bloomberg. Go ahead, please, sir.
Yeah, just to clarify, when you say you're always working on portfolio management, does that mean that a break between performance materials and nutrition is also something that is possible?
No, at this moment we are not working on any of that. And as I said, a portfolio management for a company like us, but I think it counts the same for some other industry players, remain important. And let me reiterate, if you look to DSM, you cannot say that we have not been busy with portfolio management over the last 5 or 10 years. You've seen the changes of DSM, of the past into the DSM of today. And that whole thinking process of being busy with your portfolio and where do you perform best and where is the best growth opportunities and all that stuff, that will remain. At this moment, we have three businesses up for strategic actions, and we continue to work on operational performance of performance materials and nutrition. And once again, I repeat, sorry for that, but once again, because that provides the biggest shareholders value for the coming period, and that is what we focus on.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
The next question, Mr. Bart Koster, Dow Jones. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, follow-up question. Knowing that you are focusing on nutrition performance materials, do you consider making a contra bid on the friends of Nutreco? And the other question is, Evonik has denied that they have been in talks with you about a takeover. Can you confirm that, please?
We have a standard policy, and I apologize for that, but we have a standard policy not to respond to any market rumors. You're being always, you don't like that, I understand that, but it is a standard policy, and it served the company well over the years. If I look to Nutreco, of course Nutreco is operating in the same space as we do. We understand the company very well, but we will never comment on anything regarding Nutreco. On Evonik, the same. You say the company has denied it. We said we never react on rumors like we standard say. And really, we are busy with our strategy, with our plans, with our execution, and I elucidated that already twice, and that is the strategy which we have on the roll. And yeah, I apologize, but from my side, there is nothing to add on this whole discussion. We are busy with our own plans, and that's good.
Thank you.
The next question is from Mr. Robin van Dalen, Dow Jones. Go ahead, please.
Yes, thanks again. Can you maybe give some additional color on the dynamics in the market for vitamin E? You're talking about pricing pressure. What's causing that pricing pressure, and do you see that becoming a little bit less going forward, or?
Well, I don't know. We have seen some intensified pricing pressure in the third quarter. That is especially due to Chinese manufacturers. We have deliberately decided to defend strongly our market position and our market share here. And of course, that will not help the margins, but we have a clear strategy. We believe that with the decreased prices, especially in the last part of the quarter, that some of the Chinese manufacturers are coming to cash break even or maybe loss making, I don't know, but they will not make a lot of profit. Of course, we don't like this because this will also, of course, impact the profit of DSM. However, we believe that it's the right strategy to defend our market share, to defend our market position. And at today's price levels, which we do not like, but we are still profitable. Now, on top of that, we will try to further reduce costs to be even more competitive and to further differentiate our products with forms and applications to harvest even higher margins. And that is our strategy. But true, vitamin E has come down in the last part of this quarter sharp. And we have a clear strategy to defend our market share here.
All right, thank you. And on the cost control measures, what effect do you expect going forward, and what are the actions you're taking to bring down costs in the business overall?
Rolf-Dieter?
We have announced a few years ago a profit improvement program, which we are still completing. By 2015, we gave some indications. That means, and that is, I think, more relevant now, that means that in 2015, from these old running projects, we have additional 40 million of benefits. Then we announced earlier this year, we announced a special program in nutrition, partly as a consequence of the acquisitions, which will also deliver additional roughly 30 million compared to this year, but we will partly invest that in innovation. So those are the existing programs, but of course we are always looking at efficiency improvements and not always call it a program or a special title or a special name with numbers attached to it, but we are always looking for improving the efficiencies, not only in cost, but also in working capital. But those two programs we have announced, and they should deliver the numbers which I mentioned. But of course, be careful. We cannot always simply add these numbers to running results because there's, of course, inflation and other things happening.
Okay. So there's no number you can give compared to 2013, which should be visible in your 2014 results
We have given a number earlier, but of course, as I said, this is just one element in comparing results of 2014 with 13. You have all kinds of other things like business developments, price moves, we just discussed the vitamin E pricing. Yeah. We have currency effects which impact the results and so on and so on. So this is just one element. You cannot just add it to previous year and then you come to a new number for this year.
All right. One last question. I think in the beginning, Mr. Sijbesma, you said that the company isn't currently pursuing any big acquisitions. That effectively rules out any interest in Nutreco, or am I understanding that incorrectly?
I will not be specific on any companies externally.
But you're not looking at big acquisitions?
The company is looking to integrate the acquisitions we did over the recent period, and we are not actively looking to all kind of big acquisitions at this moment, and I will not specifically respond to any specifics in the market.
No, right. Thank you very much.
The next question is from Mr. Elko van Groningen, Bloomberg. Go ahead, please.
I was wondering how the situation currently is with the omega-3 market in the United States, because that was lacking for a couple of quarters, and you said 3 months ago that you were coming out with additional promotional actions. What are the preliminary results of these increased actions, and in line with this omega-3 shore up, are you exploring to enter the pharma grade omega-3 market?
Good questions. Indeed, the dietary supplements / omega-3 market, especially in the United States, has been under pressure volume-wise since end of Q3, Q4, 2013. And it has not yet really improved. Also, today, it is not yet improving. However, indeed, we are leading an industry initiative to communicate better to consumers the importance of all kinds of supplements, the importance of that also in the context of deficiencies, which are there in Western Europe and United States, etc. Strongly, by the way, with elderly people, with young people, with pregnant women, with special groups who are vulnerable, etc. And we have done some, in some specific regions in the U.S., some testing in that further communication to the market, whether that would help an uptake of the business. And we have seen, but I'm careful here about the preliminary results, but you have seen that we can reverse the downturn sales Q4 last year into much better numbers. However, this is on a small scale. I don't know whether we can run this countrywide, nationwide in the U.S. It would be also more costly. I don't know yet how long-lasting it will be. So very careful preliminary results. Positive, if I look to the total market of dietary supplements in the U.S., it still did not improve. It is at a constant lower level than last year. So some positive signs, but I'm very, very careful not to be too boosty on that one at all with you at this moment. But we will continue our actions here.
And the omega, the pharma grade market?
Yeah, the pharma grade market is a market we supply to, but not with pharma grade ourselves. It is not a market in which we, at this very moment, are actively in operating in ourselves at this moment.
Also not something you are willing to explore?
We always look to everything in life, but so we know this market, of course, very well. But at this moment, no, we are not in that market.
And just in addition to these positive signs, do you feel that maybe further investment is needed? You guided for a couple of millions, not in the double digits, after the second quarter. Is it a matter of going 10 to 20 million in promotional actions, or is it too early days?
That's a very good question, and those kind of things need to be considered by us, whether that makes sense or not. Also, whether we do that in a consortium with others. So you're talking also on what kind of cost would it be for DSM or diluted with other players, and that is indeed something we need to review. That's a good point.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, for any additional questions, please press star one. So for any additional questions, please press star one. Ladies and gentlemen, for any additional questions, please press star one.
If there are no additional questions, then I suggest we close this call after I give Feike.
Yep. Good. Well, thank you all for being here and listening into this call. I would like to say and to reiterate that we had a reasonably good third quarter with improved profitability again of performance materials and nutrition. Good cash generation, 5% sales growth organically. So those were the numbers of the quarter. I mentioned the strategic actions we take. And I would like to add that maybe within the context we are talking, that performance materials had a 4% organic growth with a margin around 12.5%, close to our target for 2015. And nutrition had 2% organic growth, even in the context which we discussed about dietary supplements market lower at this moment compared with last year. So I think that is a good organic growth. By the way, better than many of our competitors. Maybe that's also a good point to make. And also with a margin in the 20-23% range. So with that, and confirming with the outlook to be at current market expectations, I would like to hand it over to Herman. Herman.
All right. Then I thank you all very much for attending the call today. You can find the presentation on our website, and I'm sure we will speak sometime again. And don't forget our Capital Markets Day also tomorrow, which can be followed by a webcast from 3 p.m. onwards.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the conference call on the DSM 2014 Q3 results. Thank you for attending. You may now disconnect your line. Have a nice day.